The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I can plow a field.
You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon, and my goodness, is it phenomenal today. I'm James Kelso. It's August 23rd, 2018. The show is live, and I am I just sent a note off to John Stapmiller with some money to help the network, by the way, saying that the tweet that Donald Trump sent out, let's see how many hours ago it is now. I think it was while we were on the air last night with this show. The tweet, let me refresh here. Let me see. Boy, Twitter has done some strange things. Either Twitter or Microsoft have done some strange things with their the way they display Twitter now. You can't just bring it up, at least I can't, just bring it up as another tab on my screen. I got to open up Twitter itself. Tell me what I'm doing wrong or what I don't know, folks. But in any event, Donald Trump, I think during the show last night, sent the most important tweet, maybe the most important tweet ever sent. And I am rejoicing over this tweet. Here it is. For anybody who hasn't already heard it, I have asked, this is Donald Trump, last night, I have asked Secretary of State Pompeo to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizures and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. And then he includes a quote, South African government is now seizing land from white farmers, unquote. That's a quote from Tucker Carlson. That is one sentence from Donald Trump and the second sentence quoted from Tucker Carlson. And folks, that tweet changes everything. That tweet does so much for the patriot cause and is going to do so much damage to our enemies. It is a wonderful, wonderful tweet. I was telling Karen Smith about a week ago. I was on the phone with her, and she was worrying that, well, we're trying so hard to reach Donald Trump. And of course, on this show, we've had Karen Smith and her fellow South African patriots for several months of shows. And she said, we're trying to reach Donald Trump. And she was worried that they weren't. And then she said, we did get on the Tucker Carlson show. And I said, Karen, stop right there. You were on the Tucker Carlson show, your people? She said, yes. Bingo, I said, bingo. You just reached Donald Trump. She says, what do you mean? Donald Trump watches the Tucker Carlson show. He watches Sean Hannity. He watches Jeanine Pirro. He watches Mark Levin. And he studies what appears on those great shows. So I said, you have been seen. I promise you, you've been seen by Donald Trump. And I said, this is, watch for the response from Donald Trump. I said, it could come as fast and as decisively as just a tweet. Just a tweet from the president putting the dictatorship in South Africa on notice that Donald Trump is watching. And Donald Trump doesn't like what he sees. And there it is. It's in a tweet last night. Let me see if I can find a way to refresh this Twitter page here. now that they've changed their, they've changed the way they do it. Ah, boy. I'll tell you, these this media, let's see if I can, my old system of doing it does, well, I know how I can do it. Here, I'll just open it up again in another, I'll try again and to get the latest. Here we go. And by the way, I invite your phone calls to enjoy this tonight. This is a real night to celebrate. All right, let's go. All right, let's see. That post is now, they're doing so many things. You know, when you bring Donald Trump up now and you bring up his Twitter account, they go, there's a whole column of things that Twitter recommends that you look at that you don't want to see. They're making it harder and harder for you to simply look at. I want to see Donald Trump's tweets. They're making it harder and harder to do that. Let me just see what, this is happening. This is amazing. This is amazing. Let me see here. I've got to do this again. What they just did to me. Okay. All right. Let's try again. Okay. All sorts of stuff I didn't have to go through a week ago to look at Donald Trump. All right, so here we have. I've got his tweets. Let's go now to the all these pop-ups that occur from Twitter. And let's find the tweet in question. It is now 22 hours ago. So it was right at the end of our show last night. Right as I closed the microphone, he tweeted, "I have asked Secretary of State Pompeo to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizures and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers." And then the quote from Tucker Carlson, "South African government is now seizing land from white farmers." Oh, my gosh, folks. I had a caller, one of the listeners to the show in Wisconsin, called up, and he was worried, well, what if Pompeo doesn't pursue this? Trust me, Pompeo is going to be aggressive on this, and he's going to be patriotic on this. And what is going to come out of Secretary Pompeo and out of Donald Trump, the laser beam of Donald Trump's mind is now on the mass murder, the genocide of whites in South Africa. Look out to the perpetrators of those crimes. And the perpetrators include, of course, the government of South Africa. Clearly a perpetrator. If you were to charge any of the murderers, you would have to charge as complicit in the murders the entire dictatorship of South Africa, which has encouraged the murders, has refused to investigate the murders, refused to prosecute the murderers, has justified the murders, glorified the murders. The entire government of South Africa should be put on trial for mass murder. And Donald Trump, you can hear the hoofbeats now, you murderers in South Africa. They hear the sound of the hoofbeats. That's Donald Trump coming your way. And this is one of the most beautiful moments for me in my whole history in the Patriot cause is this moment. So I really want to savor this. Let me bring up the message board here for anybody who wants to call in. The lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Let's see, what else is something we'd want to talk about tonight? That one there, that South Africa story is alone. That's enough for us to talk about for an innumerable shows. Plenty enough right there. Other stories that are breaking. Here is Pocahontas, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, giving her unwanted smart aleck remarks about the murder of Molly Tibbetts in Iowa, and Joni Ernst corrected her. Senator Joni Ernst, Republican of Iowa, slammed Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, in an exclusive Breitbart interview, saying that 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts is, quote, forever separated from her family, unquote. And, of course, this is Elizabeth Warren, in the same paragraph, sliding over the murder of Molly Tibbetts, then uses the murder of this wonderful Iowa girl to get in her own sickening, politically correct, left-wing, communist point of view. Her comment, her snarky comment, that Donald Trump is still separating minors from their families at the border. None of which is true. But what a moment, what a tasteless moment of this, for this communist Elizabeth Warren. So Joni Ernst sets her straight here. In an interview with Breitbart, Joni Ernst slammed Warren's comments on the death of Molly Tibbetts. And it says here, an illegal alien allegedly stabbed her to death. And now we also learned today the cause of death, multiple trauma from stab wounds. My God. And it's not allegedly. This criminal savage who was allowed into our country by the likes of Barack Obama savagely killed this girl who's just trying to take a jog, a 20-year-old major at University of Iowa. In an interview with CNN yesterday, Elizabeth Warren said that rather than focusing on the fact that Tibbetts' alleged killer should never have been in the United States, Iowans need to focus on real problems. Oh, that's not a real problem? You piece of crap, Elizabeth Warren. That's not a real problem? On real problems like foreign national adults being separated at the U.S.-Mexico border from the children they arrive with. What a disgrace to America Elizabeth Warren is. And I am so proud of Donald Trump for calling her Pocahontas for her false claim that she's an Indian, with which she advanced herself at Harvard, advanced her career, and she still insists, as the liar that she is, that she's an Indian because she has high cheekbones, because her mother said you have high cheekbones. That's her only evidence that she's an Indian. Joni Ernst blasted Warren's comments, noting that while adults and children arriving at the southern border will eventually be reunited, Tibbetts and her family are separated for life. Well, well done, Joni Ernst. And then Ernst said, as far as Elizabeth Warren trying to pivot, yes, the separation of families at the border, I don't agree with that either. But you know what? Molly has been forever separated from her family. They won't ever see her reach her 21st birthday. They will never see her graduate from the University of Iowa. They will never see her walk down the aisle to marry her sweetheart. They will never see that because she is permanently gone from the face of this planet because of an illegal alien. So, Elizabeth, I want to remind you, you know what? The tragic loss of Molly is important to us. And the families that are separated at the border, they will come together again. Molly will never be with her family again. So what a piece of crap Elizabeth Warren is. anyway, that's a story. And then I have it up here somewhere. Okay, here's now I'm looking at this for the first time, the autopsy. I'm sorry, folks, on this one. I'm looking at it now for the first time. Illegal alien allegedly stabbed Molly Tibbetts to death. The illegal alien accused of murdering 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts allegedly stabbed her to death, an autopsy report reveals today. The body was found in a cornfield in a rural hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa, after she was last seen jogging on July 18th. Illegal alien Christian Bahena Rivera, a 24-year-old from Mexico, charged with first-degree murder after he admitted to confronting and chasing down Tibbetts, eventually leaving her body in the cornfield. I'd call that a confession, folks. Alleged murderer. The illegal alien lived in a region of Iowa surrounded by sanctuary cities. And here's the autopsy report. Let me see if I can find it. Maybe, I don't know. Let's see if it's the state medical examiner said today that Tibbetts died from multiple sharp force injuries, but did not explain exactly what was allegedly used by the illegal alien to murder the young woman. So multiple sharp force injuries. We have to just try to imagine what that might mean. We'll find out eventually. The state medical examiner said additional results from the autopsy may reveal what was used to kill Tibbetts. Oh my God. Bahena Rivera worked at Yarrabee Farms, a dairy farm in the region. The farm owner originally lied, saying that he used the E-Verify system to check whether Bahena Rivera was an illegal alien. Later, the farm owner admitted that E-Verify was not used to check the immigration status of the illegal alien. Of course not! You can make $2 an hour more on this illegal, you jerk! You typical businessman! Betraying your country, betraying your people to make a cheap, easy buck, costing the life of this beautiful girl. Bahena Rivera is believed to have used a stolen or fake identity of an American citizen as he provided the farm with a fraudulent Social Security card. Come on, Mr. Businessman, that's not so hard to track down. Your whole farm is staffed with these illegals. I hope it's looking like a ghost town there today. The illegal alien has been living in the U.S. for 4 to 7 years. Well, that's the update on that. So, you know, we've got some of the best and some of the worst. Donald Trump's tweet, the best. This story, the illegal alien, the worst. Let's go to a caller now. We've got Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thanks for calling,
I'm
Kevin.
Guessing you're welcome. I'm guessing that illegal immigrant guy, alien, whatever you want to call him these days, I'm guessing he's one of Obama's dreamers.
Okay, I have an update on that. From what I've read today, the immigration people are saying they have no record of any DACA application by Bahena Rivera. However, this raises another, you've raised a very good point, Kevin, because the whole DACA BS, what everybody who's got their brain screwed in straight realizes is that if DACA is allowed to continue, and if the DACA so-called dreamers are allowed to amnesty in to American citizenship, guess who will be in court? I promise you this, I swear to you, that this person, Christian Bahena Rivera, which is not his real, maybe that is his name, who knows, that Christian Bahena Rivera, he would be in court with a government-paid-for attorney claiming that he, in fact, had registered as a DACA minor. He did come into the country, apparently, as a minor. So he would have been... He'd be a DACA guy. Now stay there, Kevin. We'll talk about this because it's important. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, we're back, folks, and we've got Kevin in West Virginia on the line with us. Hi, Kevin, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead with your thought.
I originally called in because I wanted to talk to you about the whole South African thing, but you were talking about this illegal immigrant, alien, whatever. I didn't know illegal was a race. You know, we're going to be called racist because we're pointing this out, but I didn't know illegal was a race.
Good point.
It's kind of, and the other thing,
by the
too,
way, I just logged in during the break. I logged into the Facebook page of Yarrabee Farms, Y-A-R-R-A-B-E-E, Yarrabee Farms on Facebook. And I saw some wonderful comments from posters who, but now, I tried to log back in because I said Twitter is acting weird. Her Facebook's acting weird too. But anyway, I can't see it now. I can't see the comments. But let me tell you, the public was roaring at the owners of Yerrabee Farms, wishing that they'd be shut down. This is I'm just relating what was on the posting here, hoping they'd be shut down, hoping they'd go out of business, saying, oh, yeah, you verified this employee, right. You know that E-Verify is not a Social Security check, and so on. And you didn't run that either. They said, we're not believing you. And they said, your business is probably loaded with illegals. And so I'll tell you what, I hope they're right. I hope these people that are saying Yerrabee Farms ought to go out of business, I hope it does. And I hope that the point is made to business, these greedy people all over the country who are hiring illegals, we're not happy with you. We're not going to patronize your businesses. And in a case like this, we're going to shut your business down. I would love to see that. And
I would.
I don't want to hear any bleeding or mooing from the Yerrabee family about, oh, this is not fair to us. Hell yes, it's fair to you. And I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
I don't understand why illegals get precedent over U.S. citizens, you know, people that are here. It blows my mind. I mean, here I am. I can't see. I'm blind. But yet, you know, somebody coming into the country gets Social Security, I get $16 in food stamps. I mean, gets more than what I get in food stamps, and they're not supposed to be here. Like, I just don't understand. I just don't get it.
Yes, that's right. And now let's go back. Let's go to the good news. That's the horrible news. And let's go to the good news. There's a connection here, of course, because white people are getting killed in both cases. The illegals in this country are killing white people. Horribly, making Iowa not feel like Iowa, as the Iowans are saying now. This doesn't feel like Iowa anymore. Can't go outside. Can't jog. I'll bet you sales of Dobermans and German Shepherds and Pit Bulls are soaring in Iowa. But let's go to your – it's really, in effect, a related story, the South African story. Isn't this wonderful that President Trump has put the South African dictatorship on notice? I see what you're doing. Get ready.
It is. It is good news. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, what's happening in South Africa is a communist takeover. It's exactly what it is. And it is a purge, you know. And I want to tread lightly here what I'm about to say. But what you see going on down there could come to a city, could come to a country near us.
Oh, yes. I was talking with Karen Smith, the wonderful South African patriot who lives in America now, who so bravely has been speaking out about what's going on in South Africa. And, oh, she said that in my last conversation with her. She said, Jamie, it's coming. It's coming to America. And she was distressed when I was talking with her because Donald Trump hadn't signaled to the patriot South Africans yet where he stands on the genocide that's going on in South Africa. But now I know Karen, I didn't get a chance to talk to her yet, but I know when I talk to her, Karen Smith is probably still crying tears of joy, as are other South African patriots. And I assure you, all over South Africa, white folks are crying with joy that Donald Trump, the most powerful man in the universe, has put the murderers of South Africa on notice. And so I'll tell you, it's they're losing sleep tonight.
I agree.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And we'll go to George in Texas right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeah, that's sing it, Merle.
And
thank you, folks, for joining us. We got George in Texas on the line. George, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
George, isn't this wonderful that Donald Trump has turned his attention onto the crimes in South Africa?
Yes. But, you know, the plan of action I would take if I were him as a president, and that would be is arming the farmers with ammunition and military equipment, and light military equipment, and Green Berets who volunteer to go in and help train them up.
You know what I would do? I'll tell you what. I'm going to join you, George, in just a little fantasy session here that's not all that fantastical. I'll tell you one thing that the President of the United States is doing. That's why I said the African National Congress, tyrants and murderers, who run South Africa now, who took it over with their communist takeover. I said they're losing sleep. I'll tell you why they might be losing sleep. Because Donald Trump has it fully in his authority to order. George, let's just have fun here for a moment. The United States has, I believe, 12 nuclear aircraft carriers. Correct me, any listeners out there, if I'm off by one or two. And each of those carriers has a carrier task force, strike force associated with it, It includes missile cruisers. It includes nuclear submarines running silent and running deep underneath those beautiful aircraft carriers. It includes a flotilla of destroyers, and every one of those aircraft carriers can be described as an air force in itself.
We also got carrier ships, U.S. Marines that can go on shore.
Yes, the Marines have their own kind of landing craft, carrier-type landing craft, that are wonderful ships that Donald Trump is now paying for. You, Donald Trump, has won fantastic monies for our military to re-equip it and to get it shaped up. But here's what he could do. How about take a carrier task force? Remember, he sent three of them off to be offshore of North Korea. Three carrier task force. Boy, that spoke loud to Kim Jong-un. He heard what that means. How about repositioning a couple carrier task forces off of South Africa? And those Marines you're talking about as well on their landing ships with their fantastic Ospreys and helicopters. And yeah, the Green Berets and the Delta Force and the Special Ops forces that you're referring to. How about positioning them right off the Cape of Good Hope? And then let the conversation proceed with the dictators of South Africa. Then let's let Donald Trump put our foreign trade, his top foreign trade man, Peter Navarro, onto the situation with trade with South Africa and finances with South Africa and the other non-military forms of incredible leverage that the president of the United States has. Yes, I like that idea. Here's the
other two-prong response of dealing with South Africa this way. Yep. And also, too, to help put China in its place, because there's a lot of rare minerals that come out of South Africa that equip their electronics in their planes. I mean, if we get on...
Yeah. Oh, this is the story. This is a story that the South Africans are trying to tell us. The Red Chinese are taking over in South Africa. They're buying up the South Africa is the mineral, precious metal mother load of planet Earth in uranium and gold and diamonds. More than half of the diamonds and gold available on Earth are sitting under Johannesburg right now. Again, audience, correct me if some of my numbers are a little bit off, but the Red Chinese are buying up South Africa, and this is a strategic move by the Chinese Communist government to outflank America by gaining control of those absolutely precious minerals that are under the ground in South Africa. So, yes, a slap down to the dictators. You know, I mean, dictators, you know, are birds of a feather. The ANC are dictators. Kim Jong-un is a dictator, of course,
and Xi
Ping, he is also a dictator. Dictators understand each other. They're killing people. That's what they do. That's how they get to where they are, is by killing people. So they understand each other.
We need to counter Chinese here, saying, here we'll do. We'll buy up the mineral rights and we'll buy out the Chinese. Get them out of country. Because I tell you one thing, 20 years ago, people thought, it was a great idea. And I said, Red China coming in and doing business, get the hell away from them. And that's what I would say, get the hell away from them. And look how much of a foothold they got in our country. Because they wanted to make a deal with the Chinese.
Yes, exactly. And one of the things that Donald Trump is doing, folks, and let me just tell you, I've talked about this on the show, this show, James Kelso, everything I'm doing, this for me is my mission for the rest of my life. I am a Donald Trump man to the core, and everything I do is measured against that standard. Am I helping Trump or am I hurting him? So I am announcing, I'm ceasing and desisting any activity or association I've ever had that's deleterious to Donald Trump. And I won't go into details here, but there are some of those. And,
you know, the thing is, people say this is a foreign intervention.
Yes.
Which is really not, because South Africa's with their minerals and metals, it's a national security issue for us.
Oh, and
China coming in, buying up everything, you know, is a threat to that national security, and I think we need to drive them out.
Oh, yeah, and meddling in a foreign nation, what's wrong with that? Sounds good to me. This is our, as you say, this is our national interest. You know, this the life on planet Earth is not a picnic. You know, and the etiquette that you want to follow, you have to survive. Self-preservation, the first law of nature. And so we have to stop the kumbaya approach to life. Yes, it is. It's a vital interest. When Hillary Clinton sold 20% of our uranium to Russia in order to get $145 million deposits into her Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, that's treason, folks. And the I guess the relationship being there, the precious metals. But I like your comments, George, very much. And I want to focus in today's show, the good news, folks, as you leave the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, George. But one of the things I'm pledged to is I don't want to just get people angry. And I don't want to get people frustrated. I want you to have that feeling. I want to convey this feeling that this incredible man has appeared in our lives who really gives us hope. And we really have to help him out. And so I want to, I don't want the focus for today's show to be on anything other than this incredible good news that here he is. As I said, they can hear the hoofbeats in the halls of the ANC in South Africa of Donald Trump. And this is a great fulfillment of, and by the way, there's teamwork involved here. I don't know whether, was it the Tucker Carlson show that really spurred our president on? He does include the link to Tucker Carlson in the tweet. So I think it was. And was it Karen Smith and her friends who got that information onto the Tucker Carlson show? Yes, it was. And was it this show that put Karen Smith and all those same people on the air more than a year ago? For months, we told the story on this show. So did we reach somebody who reached somebody else who reached the president? Very possible that that occurred. So thank you, everybody out there in the audience. And this is the reward for your supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network. John Stadtmiller keeps this thing alive. You keep it alive. And here is a really great moment when you can say to yourself, I'm sure glad I sent that $100 check into RBN. And I want you to feel about this show. I'm Kelso's show makes sense. And we're doing good on this show. So I want you to be proud of this show. I want you to like what I'm doing. And so I'm going utterly independent. I don't want to be associated in any way with things that are a boat anchor, an albatross, a liability to Donald Trump. And you'll notice today when Donald Trump tweets his support for patriots in South Africa, what does the left do? What's their automatic first response? Associate Donald Trump with Nazis, associate him with anti-Semites, associate him with racists. That's their automatic response. And I don't want to give them any help at all in that scam that they've been pulling on American patriots for decades. Associating being a patriot with something that the public rejects out of hand. And that is the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump has finally, and I watched a great show with Ann Coulter being interviewed on C-SPAN. I think it was she was on either yesterday or the day before. A great 54-minute interview with Ann Coulter. And I hope many people watch this interview. But she says something I've been saying, which is if somebody would simply, as a politician, simply offer the American patriot public what they want, it would work. It would succeed. It would win. She's been saying that. I've been saying that. And Donald Trump is the proof that she was right. It's the living proof. And this is just a asterisk there in my commentary on Ann Coulter, who is a great, great person. I guess I would go, I lean a little more to the cheerleader side with my enthusiasm for Donald Trump and my love, really, of what he's doing. Ann is needed. Ann is a little more skeptical. She's a little less. She doesn't have the pom poms. She's not holding up as high in the air as I am. But there's a use to that, because somebody has to, you know, cover the possibility. Hey, what if something gets dropped? What if a ball gets dropped? She's not going to let that happen. So we need Ann Coulter in that role, and she's got her new book out. What's the title? Let me try to focus here and think of the title. It's Resistance is Futile. And then there's a subtitle that's really good. Let me go find it. We talked about it yesterday for a moment. Let me see if there's another caller I'm ignoring. I don't see one, I don't think. All right. So there are lines open, and we have a few minutes left. Let me go to see how Ann Coulter's book is doing. What a woman. You know, and there are some real heroes are appearing in our cause. People like Coulter, Laura Ingraham and Hannity and Michael Savage, Mark Levin. What a team effort. What a wonderful victory. What a wonderful fight it's been. It's kind of a little premature to say it's a victory. Okay, let's go to her book, Ann Coulter. Resistance is Futile. Boy, and if I get any chance to meet her, I have met her one time, but she can't possibly remember me. I met her at a 2011 Conservative Political Action Conference. So just got to say hi to her was all. How's the book doing? Let's see. All right, it is. It came out 2 days ago, and it was. It's at 100, number 129 in all books. And she said, she made an interesting comment on C-SPAN. She said, you know, look at the way they rate these books. She said, I want the New York Times to come up with a book category, top 100 books, by books, and limit it to books that were actually written by the so-called authors. And then also, I mean, she's saying, in effect, let's go to serious books. She's not number 129 in books. If you look at the other books, they're cookbooks, self-help books, feel-good books. You know, when it comes to she's number one right now, number one in books, in ideologies and doctrines. Number two in conservatism and liberalism. Number two in commentary and opinion in the politics and government categories. So the book is selling like hotcakes. And what a brilliant woman. So good news there. Let's take a look at a few more headlines. Well, is it heating up between Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions? Oh, my, it is. Robin, Illinois, do you have a comment on anything we've talked about?
Sure. Let's start with that North Korea is a monarchy, not a dictatorship. It doesn't do anybody any good to call it a dictatorship when it is a monarchy.
Well, no, this is interesting. Right? I mean, I've never heard anybody say that. How is it not a dictatorship?
They were the royal family. They were basically the royal family. He is the son of the royal family. It's not a dictatorship.
Well, can a monarch be a dictator?
Look, have you ever heard Kim Jong-un speak? Have you ever all these little propaganda spiels they put out? Have you ever actually heard him speak?
Rob, you're fascinating
the Mockingbird media.
Okay, now Rob, you're fascinating me. I don't mean to. I don't want to cut you off and so on. I hope we have. Now, but if I may, this is very interesting. I mean, you're building to some kind of a point, and so because of the short nature of our radio, I want to sort of rush you into your point. What is your point? Do you find what is your ultimate point here? Do you have some admiration for Kim Jong-il?
One of the things I expressed on many broadcasts is we live in a false reality. Everything we think we know is a lie. We've been living under Mockingbird media for so darn long. We've been lied to not only by the media, but the governments who are attached to the media. The CIA and so on control the media. They love it, the fact. They misinform us in every which way.
Now, Rob, you know, you're fascinating, Rob. Yeah, I am. So we'll talk as soon as we come back to the break. Stay there, Rob. I have a couple good questions for you. Stay with us, folks.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and we've got Rob in Illinois on with us, and we just have a minute or two left. So, Rob, if I may, I'm certainly happy to issue you a rain check to go into this in greater detail in the future, simply because today – well, let me ask you this. Donald Trump's spotlighting of the farm murders in South Africa. What is your reaction to that? How do you feel about that, Rob?
Well,
yes. How do you feel about Donald Trump pointing out that the farmers in South Africa are being murdered, large-scale murders?
It's about time.
Okay. So you're glad
for 30 years.
Okay. Well, good. When you say about time. I mean,
we got here. We got our same bullshit. Look, our Bolshevik friends that did what they did to Russia in 1917.
Oh, wait a minute,
Rob, hang on.
When you say about time, you're saying it as if, like, you know, you're like you're with contempt for Donald Trump. He's only been president
all of America.
But, okay,
every he's real been, American I'm, should be an outrage of this. What's yes. been going on there?
But
everyone's
the point
been
is
ignoring
he's,
it.
Yeah, he's been a president for a year and a half, and he just lit the left on fire with his tweet yesterday, sicking the Secretary of State on the truth, putting the truth out about what the murders of South African farmers. So this
and
is.
If you pull up the news clippings from the Times of Israel and wherever, they're downplaying it, and it's all just a lie. Oh, none of this is happening. Everybody, look the other way. Go back to your PlayStation.
Well, wait a minute, Rob. I mean, there are thousands of newspapers on the earth, and thousands of left wing rags like the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago
and
Tribune.
They're all downplaying it.
Well, but I mean, and the only paper you can come up with
liars.
The only paper you come up with, how many of us read Israeli newspapers, okay? No, come up with a better example than an Israeli newspaper that's downplaying it. I mean,
well,
you're taking that, that's standard shot.
Every communist portion, every Mockingbird media, everybody, they're all downplaying it.
Okay.
They're all downplaying it. We're all just crazy. We're all just conspiracy theorists. None of this is happening. Again, go back to playing your PlayStation. None of that's happening. Look the other way while they continue to do what they're doing, right?
Yeah, but Tucker Carlson is obviously Mockingbird isn't working on Tucker Carlson.
He's in trouble over this. You got to believe it.
Well, why?
And he did curb his words. He didn't say it exactly the way it is. He just said,
Rob, here's what I'm encouraging. As we sign off, I'm just encouraging you, when you get news this good, this wonderful, celebrate. This is a win. I just sent a note to John Stapmiller saying, you know, sometimes I said, John, this is a payoff for your hard work. This tweet from Donald Trump. And I ended my comment to John saying, sometimes the good guys win. And today, the good guys won. And
well,
we're celebrating.
Open the door, Kelso. We are supposed to carry the ball through.
There we go. And we'll do that tomorrow. We will continue in our charge tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, on this glorious day. See you tomorrow.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.